Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch Tempted. And now Mehak will tell us a little bit about the synopsis.
So the television series depicts young men and women in their 20s who discover their true feelings while playing the dangerous game of love. In an act of revenge, Kyun Si-hyun makes a bet with his friends to seduce Yoon Tae-hee, who believes people swayed by love are pathetic. After Tae-hee meets Si-hyun, her view on love starts to change. As Si-hyun's secret deepens, he starts to fall in love with Tae-hee. So this is the basic synopsis about the show.
Okay, so let's dive in to what made us watch the show. So Mehak, what made you watch it?
So obviously this is a very high rated show, and like my Netflix was showing me recommendations about this show. And also I want to talk about the poster. Like the poster is so cool. Like he's sitting in this red car, and like instantly I really wanted to watch it. So like I was like, okay, let's give it a try. So basic, that's what made me watch it. So Neha, tell me about you.
So I saw the poster that you're talking about, and I swear to God, I got like major Gossip Girl vibes from it. And I wanted to see what okay drama would be with those vibes, like, because it's way shorter, so it's like 16 episodes, so I don't know what they would bring out in just that much. But let me tell you, it's so good. Yeah, it's so like Gossip Girl vibes.
I know.
And I really love Woo Do Won. I think he's really hot, and yeah, I wanted to see him. And also Moon Ga Young, like obviously, like I saw True Beauty and all after. But I like Tempted because I thought she was really cute. And also Joy, like I've seen her in The Liar and His Lover. So I wanted to see her because I wasn't like the biggest fan of her in that show. But after Tempted, like my opinion definitely has changed. So okay, let's talk about what stood out specifically about the show. So Mehak, what stood out to you?
So the show is too realistic. So it showed me the real side to life. Like there's this trio of friendship in it. So, and it shows about how it deteriorated after years and years. And I think it also makes sense because in real life that happens too. So the plot was really good from the beginning. Like the whole mystery factor and the suspected betrayals and twisted games was very interesting. It gave you high hopes. Though the plot seemed very obvious, the twists were predictable, but it is still good enough to get you hooked. So this is what stood out to me. So tell me about you, Neha.
So again, like as I previously mentioned, I got Gossip Girl vibes from it. So what stood out to me was that the character development of Woo Do Won is really nice. Like I love the whole transformation, and I'm a sucker for transformation shows. So I really like wanted to see his transformation. And I also got major Chuck vibes from Kim Min Jae, yeah, who plays Lee Soo Joon.
He also kind of looks like him.
Like, yeah, he looks a bit like Chuck. Yeah.
I remember I told you, I messaged you, like, dude, he looks like Chuck. And then you were like, yeah, the show is all about Gossip Girl thing.
Yeah, like obviously the plot is very different, but like the games and the, you know, manipulation
and the
all.
Toxicity is,
yeah,
like,
it all comes
similar
from Gossip Girl. Like for us, because we saw Gossip Girl first. And also I feel like Moon Ga Young is very Blair. Like she killed it.
She's,
man,
the baddest.
She's a baddie. And you make, you know, like there's this whole transformation where you're like, oh, she's cute, to like, oh my god, I hate her so much, I want to slap her. So yeah, I really liked her acting as well. The locations they shot at was really pretty. So there's this one scene where Moon Ga Young comes out of the elevator to go into Woo Do Won's apartment, and she, like, before she leaves the elevator, she sees Joy, like, in her night suit running into Woo Do Won's apartment. And I don't know why, but I really like that scene so much. And there's also this one scene where Woo Do Won is coming back, sunken in his misery, upset. And he just looks at, like, Joy. Like, Joy just, like, goes up to him and gives him, like, a very warm hug. And he just, like, looks so peaceful. Like, his worries melt away for that second. And I think it's such a cute, like, scene. I feel like this show has, like, a lot of cute scenes. Yeah. And I thought, yeah, like initially that it's a little like childish and maybe I feel like I don't really need to watch the whole show. But as I think I finished the second or the third episode, I was hooked. I was like, oh, like I want to see it. And initially I thought it was some high school drama, but it wasn't because I think they were graduating in the first scene. So it was more about them trying to adult.
There was this also scene in which, like, you know, they show all the high school stuff, like, you know, the trio, you know, pulling pranks on
and bullying and all.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was there, but that wasn't really a major part of the show.
Obviously.
It was mostly about, you know, how kids are just trying to become adults, and because they were like amidst their rich parents who were constantly surrounded by heaps of drama, so they became very dramatic. And yeah, I feel like it's a good transition and a journey to watch. So you should definitely like see it. And without really spoiling, we'll talk about our favorite scenes. So Mehak, what was your favorite scene?
So there was this one scene that I want to talk about. So in this one episode, Mugayang is supposed to take care of Mrs. Jo's daughter, who's portrayed as a very weak and kiddish character who doesn't really know anything, and she doesn't attend school or doesn't, you know, get out of the house. She only focuses on studying. So while taking care of her, she takes her to some snacks place, okay, to waste her time. Obviously, like, because the daughter was really keen on getting to know her life, because she is like very popular and, you know, she is like every guy's, you know, dream or something like that. So she wanted to get to know her perspective. So they all went out to get some snacks and they were wasting time, and then Mrs. Jo calls her asking what they're doing. So they don't, so little they know that she had kept a tracker on the phone called Child Care Tracker. So she was also stalking them. And she said that this is a very weird place for you to like roam around and stuff. So that was like funny. So basically, Mugayang wanted to show her some good time. So she takes Mrs. Jo's daughter out. And so that was a really funny scene because...
Yeah, I think, and also the fact that Mrs. Jo's daughter ends up finding like a boyfriend is at hilarious.
End, yeah.
Yeah, it's very funny because it's like the way they meet is also like very funny, because she's not allowed to like leave her house, and now she's getting all this freedom because Mugayang was nice enough to take her out. So yeah, and she keeps abusing Mugayang, like, take me here, take me here. But yeah, it's cute. And I think there was this one scene in the 17th episode where Joy and Woo Do-won go out like to do Joy's work.
Obviously, the favorite scene.
Yeah, and Woo Do-won's like transitioning at this point, right? Like, he's getting feelings for Joy and like the dating or whatever. And he's just so smitten. Like, he's just looking at her work and he's so happy. And I just really love that like episode. And they also like got some pictures, and wow, they got some really good pictures.
And also I want to talk about the background, like this place that they shot it, the railway track, you know, there, it was so beautiful and it was so nicely.
So those were a couple of our favorite scenes. Now let's talk about what's next for the main leads, Mehak.
I'll talk about Woo Do-won. So after his show King, he went into military on July 6, 2020. He's coming back next year around Feb, and I'm so happy because I can't wait to see more dramas of his. And Neha, tell me about Joy.
Yeah, so also about Woo Do-won, I really liked him in Tempted, and I feel like he should get more dramas. And even in The King, he was like a side role, and I want to see more of him. So I actually really hope he gets a lot more dramas this year. And talking about Joy, so she's coming in a show, and it's going to have like 16 episodes, 60 minutes each, and it'll come out on the 29th of November, 2021. And it's going to be called Only One Person, and it's about a girl who's terminally ill, and she decides to kill somebody because she is dying anyways. So yeah, we'll see. But that one person that she meets becomes incredibly important to her life. So it sounds dramatic. I'm guessing it is dramatic. So yeah, that's what's to look forward to with this. And I think now we can move on to
quickly give the ratings for the show. So I think it was really good. I would strongly give it a 3.5 out of 5. What about you?
Yeah, 3.5. It's a good one-time watch. I really liked it. And I feel like they're acting, like each one of them, they've acted so well.
So well.
That their acting has come out in this show as compared to other shows. Also, maybe because the characters were a lot more complex and they were able to like exhibit exactly what was required from the script. So I feel like it's a good show to see their acting in.
And it's also about some high school drama. So people who really like, you know, toxicity in high school drama could
watch. Not just toxicity. I feel like anybody who would like a good twist and just wants a change from what they're watching, they can go for Tempted. And also it's a binging kind of a show.
Yeah, so if you like Gossip Girl, please watch it.
Yeah, if you like Gossip Girl. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.